Happy Friday, everybody. Reached the end of another week, still in one piece. This was the anticipated day of another fake terrorist attack, but so far so good. We are in stand-down mode right now while we're in the midst of an orange alert, which is incredibly screwy. Some kind of fiasco is going on there. It's yet to be determined. But so far so good, guys. They haven't pulled their little scam yet. Let's hope to God they don't. But then again, we can't put anything past them. If it doesn't happen, it's certainly not because they have scruples. It's because their corporate masters on Wall Street decided, gee, we better hold off. We've woken too many people up, and they're on to us now. We've got to lull them back to sleep again. Anyway, going to pick up today with the final segment on Zionism that I started, what was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. It's wound up taking about three shows, I think, so far. Yeah, Monday, I believe, I had done what was part three. And today I'll be finishing up. It's, you know, there's a lot to it, guys. It's not a simple subject that you can just cover in a few minutes' time. You know, there's a lot of deprogramming that you must go through first to understand what the real issues are. We've been so thoroughly conditioned to think that anybody who questions anything Israel does is anti-Semitic and evil and prejudice and... Oh, shut up. If that's the case, I don't want to hear anybody ever question Hitler's Nazi regime again, because that's anti-Aryan. And that means you hate the German people. It's the same kind of twisted nonsense. Ridiculous. But, you know, unfortunately, people fall for this. So you've got to, you know, deprogram them and before you can begin to educate them into the proper understanding what's going on here. Look, all governments are corrupt, and Israel certainly is no exception to the rule. The Israeli government is a monstrosity of evil and corruption, and it just so happens that it's running our government to a large extent today. People need to wake up to that, and the fact that we're sending multiplied billions of dollars over there to fund their ethnic cleansing war machine, money which is never paid back to us, money that does not go to help the poor in Israel. It goes to fund the war effort, the war machine, to exterminate the Palestinians. That's it, bottom line. And so I'll be finishing up that today, and if I have time, I'll do another, do some more 9/11 ranting, since, again, we're still in the sixth week anniversary of that pathetic and obviously government-staged mass murder event. Before I go into that, guys, though, before the first break, go over a few quick announcements again. If anybody wants to send any questions, comments, suggestions, whatever, to Truth Hurts Radio, you can send those to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hurts being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. My little play on words there. I've been getting a lot of comments, mostly positive. In fact, almost all positive. Only got a couple negative emails since the show began, and whatever it was, late April, early May. So that's pretty good. anybody has any, you know, guests you'd like to see in the show or topics you'd like to see or hear discussed, just drop me an email. And we're going to a commercial break, guys. I'll finish up with the announcements when we get back, and then I'll get into the finishing up of the discussion of Zionism. Stick with us. I'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Couple quick announcements here, and then I'm going to go into our discussion topic for today. If anybody's interested in reading my work on 9/11, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, covers all the bases, guys. It's fully documented, all the proof you'll need right at your fingertips. It's divided into sections, so you can go right to any specific topic you want to look up, and it's all there. Nobody can deny it. You share this with anyone, and there's no possible way they could ever call you a conspiracy nut again. This strips away the facade and shows it for what it was, a government-sponsored false flag operation to sucker you to fight phony wars, to expand their global empire, and to take away your rights and pick your pockets. That's all it's about, amass complete power en route to global government. It's all it's about, guys. Or if you want to read my book, The New World Disorder, I'm talking about the coming global government, you know, on a much broader perspective. 9/11 focuses in, of course, just on that event. But The New World Disorder is a much broader picture, talking about the hijacking of our education system, our media, our religious institutions, you name it, our banking system, the fraudulent income tax, the UN and its predecessor, the League of Nations, how this all came about and by who. The Cold War and the lies we were told about it, and how they suckered us to fight phony wars back then as well. I cover the history of state-sponsored terrorism. I'll be talking about that later today, too, if I have time, after my Zionism rant. You can get those books and some others, and there'll be more to come, at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Just go there and type my name in, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and all my books will come up on the same page, so you can see what I have available. If anyone's interested in getting the DVD, Freedom to Fascism, another great way to share the truth about the New World Order, $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org, ordering there through PayPal, or by sending your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. A new website, guys, for Republic Trading, Republic Trading Group. It's republictradinggroup.net. And the number to call for Republic Trading is 800-691-7898. If anybody wants to call during the broadcast, if you've got comments, questions, whatever, or gripes, you can dial in at 800-313-9443. Had quite a few great phone calls yesterday. Great topic. I've got to have that guy on again, and some of his colleagues there that he works with, talking about asserting your rights and getting out of this phony game, this phony system that they have us trapped in, guys. They've convinced us that we're their subordinates, and that everything they do and say we must bow and acquiesce to because they're the authorities. Truth is, we're the authorities. We're the government. We're the bosses. We're the ones who pay their salaries. They work for us. And how dare these arrogant monstrosities attempt to manipulate us as though we're their minions. It's unbelievable, guys. This puppeteering game has got to stop. People around the world, not just in this country, around the world need to wake up. We have them outnumbered 100 million to 1, if not more. And it's high time that we stop letting ourselves be cowered in fear in the corner and trembling. It's they that are afraid of us, which is why they expend so much effort and money that they stole from us, of course, to propagandize us, to deceive us, to keep us in the dark, to keep us in ignorance. Because they know full well that we can stop them and put an end to this exploitatious game that they got going on. If people would just wake up and collectively put their feet down and say, enough. That time is way overdue. I don't think we can afford to wait another 5 minutes without doing it, folks. Every moment that goes by, they're digging themselves in deeper and amassing more weapons of mass destruction to use against innocent men, women, and children around the world. They've already been doing it, in case you haven't noticed. But they intend to do it on a much grander scale to get rid of all the dissidents, all the malcontents with their fraudulent rigged system. You had better wake up before they start using them, folks. Anyway, let's get back into and finish up our discussion of Zionism. And in case anybody has any idea of sending me emails telling me I'm an anti-Semite, I welcome all comments, negative and positive. But I'm really sick and tired of that garbage, okay? It is not anti-Semitic to protest the Israeli government any more than it's anti-Aryan to protest the German government under Adolf Hitler. What is being discussed here involves monstrously evil and rabidly murderous corrupt political policies that have been raping and pillaging and murdering the Palestinian people and using our American tax dollars to do it. And if you think that's anti-Semitic, it's because you've been duped by these very Zionist thugs or the so-called Christian wannabe Pat Robertsonian phony televangelists who are themselves rabid pig Zionists whose pockets are getting adequately fattened with generous contributions from sleazy Zionist outlets like IPAC. Case in point, Mr. John Hagee, that sleazy piece of inhuman trash, calls himself a Christian. Yeah, sure he is. And I'm the Easter Bunny. Unbelievable, man. This guy is just the cream of the crop when it comes to sleaze. Oh, I saw him earlier this year at an IPAC conference. I wanted to throw up. It was so disgusting. He couldn't possibly have puckered up any louder and more obvious. We need to send more money to Israel. There are some who are calling for cutting off funding to Israel. I say we need to send more. If we don't support Israel, God is going to curse this nation. Amen? And the people are just going wild in the audience. Mindless drones. It's so disgusting to watch this display of lies and deceptions. In the name of God! Makes me sick. Makes God himself sick that these phony hucksters who preach humility and self-denial are living in mansions and drive out of the very parking lot from the churches they preach from in Mercedes-Benzes, where the bulk of their supporters, the suckers who send them huge contributions, huge as far as they're concerned anyway, it might only be a few $100 or $1,000, but it's all of their life savings in many cases. And they drive around and beat up old Volkswagens and little Ford Escorts. And these guys are driving luxury vehicles, have their own private jets, yachts. I mean, it's disgusting. Yeah, they're Christians, all right. Anyway, let me pick up with where I left off last time. I want to talk about Israeli spying on and in the U.S. on U.S. officials, guys. This stuff has been going on for decades, since the inception of that illegitimate state of Israel. Government officials, particularly the Mossad, have been spying on high U.S. government profile officials in the White House, in the State Department, in the Pentagon, not only at the White House, State Department, and Pentagon, but also staking out the very homes of these individuals. It's unbelievable. If any other country did this, they would be arrested and tried for espionage. And that would pretty much cut off ties with their representative government, so the governments that they represent. But no, today Israel does this and has been doing it for decades, and absolutely nothing happens. They're still considered our most important ally in the Middle East, if not in the world. Ally when they're spying on us, engaged in these massive war crimes. That's what they are, guys. These are war warranting crimes. Any other nation, we would go to war against over things like this. And they continue to do it over and over and over and over and over and over. And Washington covers it all up and sweeps it under the rug. There's been many instances where these spies have been arrested. FBI agents have arrested them over and over again. And supposedly investigations were launched, but nothing ever comes out of it. The whole thing is quickly hushed up and swept under the rug. Yet mainstream media have reported these over and over. Here's an example. Beginning on December 12, 2001, Fox News ran a four-part series by Carl Cameron on a major and highly suspicious Israeli spy ring that had been going on since long before 9/11. In part one of the series, Cameron reported, quote, since September 11th, more than 60 Israelis have been arrested or detained either under the new Patriot anti-terrorism law or for immigration violations. A handful of active Israeli military were among those detained, according to investigators, who say that some of the detainees also failed polygraph questions. All right, guys, quick break. I'll be right back and finish up with that. Very interesting stuff. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
It's radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Continuing on here with this quote, this is again Carl Cameron, Fox News. I tell you, Fox News is quite the enigma. 99.9999% of what it reports, of course, is pure bunk. But when they do report something good, boy, they shine. Nobody else covered this story in mainstream media, television media, guys. Nobody. Fox is the only one that talked about this, and boy, they did it in a very glaring fashion. They didn't pull any punches here. It's amazing. Of course, if you go there today on their own website and try to download this four-part series, you won't find it. It's all over the net. You can find it on Google and YouTube and so forth. But interestingly, Fox is taking it down. But how this happened in the first place is just beyond me. They snuck this one by somehow. Anyway, the quote continues on here. Carl Cameron said, a handful of active Israeli military were among those detained, according to investigators, who say that some of the detainees also failed polygraph questions when asked about alleged surveillance activities against and in the United States. He continues on, there is no indication that the Israelis were involved in the 9/11 attacks. Yeah, well, stick around because he changes his position later on in the broadcast. Anyway, no position they were involved in the attacks, but investigators suspect that that the Israelis may have gathered intelligence about the attacks in advance and not shared it. Well, you know, that's bunk. There were actual warnings by the Israeli government long before 9/11. There were warnings of an upcoming attack. I might be an intelligence agency around the world. Nothing was done about it, including our own CIA and even the FBI. That's what John O'Neill had quit the FBI over. High-ranking intelligence official. He quit, and, you know, he was so disgusted. And, of course, he died on 9/11. He got a new job heading up security for the towers, and that convenient. Anyway, he goes on here. A highly placed investigator said there are tie-ins, but when asked for details, he flatly refused to describe them, saying evidence linking these Israelis to 9/11 is classified. I cannot tell you about evidence that has been gathered. It's classified information. So there you go. Cameron said there's no evidence linking them, but then he went on to admit, well, yeah, I guess there is, but it's classified. We can't tell you about it. Unbelievable, guys. So these Israelis spying on and in the U.S. were involved somehow in the 9/11 attacks. These were guys who were dancing and cheering across the bay as the towers were burning, and nothing came out of their arrest. They were sent back to Israel with your tax-paying money. Unbelievable. Here we go, continuing on. Carl says, Fox News has learned that one group of Israelis spotted in North Carolina recently is suspected of keeping an apartment in California to spy on a group of Arabs who the United States is also investigating for links to terrorism. Numerous classified documents obtained by Fox News indicate that even prior to September 11th, as many as 140 other Israelis had been detained or arrested in a secretive and sprawling investigation into suspected espionage by Israelis in the United States. Guys, it was a total of about 600 of them altogether. Investigators from numerous government agencies are part of a working group that's been compiling evidence since the mid-90s. These documents detail hundreds of incidents in cities and towns across the country that investigators say may well be an organized intelligence gathering activity. Of course, the 600 I was just referring to is just involving, you know, that then most recent incident. Leading up to 9/11 and continuing thereafter. There have been many hundreds of activities like this, all during the 90s, as Cameron reported. Yeah, all the time. In the past 6 months, I've seen about three other instances like this. Israelis have been detained or arrested, but nothing ever comes out of it. They let them go, and it's dropped. You know, part of the spying, by the way, they were posing as art students and moving van company workers. Also, some of them were posing as salesmen in malls around the country selling, I think they were called gyrocopters. My jaw dropped to the floor when I heard this because about that time, I remember, we went to a mall not far from me and walking through the hallway there, there was a vendor, a guy and a young girl. They looked in their early 20s, selling these very things, these gyrocopters. You pulled this little string thing that you would attach underneath the helicopter. You'd pull the string, and it would rapidly spin this little gyro thing, and the helicopter would go flying up, way up in the air, propeller spinning. It was pretty neat. My son loved it. You know, I used to play with him with it all the time. And I remember they had a heavy Israeli accent. I actually met up with two of these Mossad agents, guys. All right, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Radio, continuing our expose of this evil monstrosity called Zionism, which is, once again, a political ideology. That's all it is. Nothing to do with ethnicity, religion, or anything else. It is a corrupt, power-grabbing, lying, thievish, murderous, ethnic-cleansing political philosophy. And it's high time we wake up and demand our government cease supporting it, because it is the number one cause of most of the miseries on this planet. It's one of the biggest New World Order pushers that there are in the world. Anyway, continuing on with Cameron's report here, he says, the first part of the investigation focuses on Israelis who say that they are art students from the University of Jerusalem and Bazala Academy. They repeatedly made contact with U.S. government personnel, the report says, by saying that they wanted to sell cheap art or handiwork. Documents say that they targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of government facilities, and even secret offices and unlisted private homes of law enforcement and intelligence personnel. The majority of those questioned stated they served in military intelligence, electronic surveillance intercept, and or explosive ordnance units. Jeez, I'm telling you, man. Unbelievable. There's our allies at work, our great allies in the Middle East. Why would Israel spy in and on the U.S., asks Cameron. A General Accounting Office investigation referred to Israel as Country A and said, according to U.S. intelligence, according to a U.S. intelligence agency, the government of Country A conducts the most aggressive espionage operations against the U.S. of any U.S. ally. Unbelievable. Notice how they call it Country A in the report. They can't come out and say Israel. They're afraid to mention Israel. Our mass murdering intelligence agency is afraid to mention Israel. Imagine that. My, my, my. We got a caller already. Mark in Wisconsin. Welcome, Mark.
Great show. This is a lot of evidence that people tend to ignore, or they're afraid to report it. Thanks for bringing it up. And I wanted to mention, too, that the Jerusalem Post also reported that that white van had a bomb in it. And I've also seen reports, newspaper reports, that said that the initial authorities said that the van tested positive for explosives. But when the CIA got a hold of it, they said, oh, no, that must be a mistake.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you brought that up. That's true. It's time, folks, that we realize our media is lying to us, the government's lying to us. We got to pursue the truth on our own. You're never going to find it any other way, because these scoundrels are paid very well to keep it from you. But, at first when I began investigating 9/11, I was convinced that it was simply just an inside job. Only the government was doing it. Well, of course the government was doing it. You know, they had a major hand in it, but they didn't act alone. They hired corporations like Controlled Demolition, Inc. to handle the taking down of the towers. Boeing played their role in it, of course. We know from some of the Congressional Commission investigations that there were at least two countries, foreign countries, involved in the attacks. I think we can say with certainty Israel was one of them. They gained tremendously from this, and probably Saudi Arabia, too.
Well, you see, after the attacks, they rolled out Israeli foreign policy. I mean, do you think that's just a coincidence? Larry Silverstein was real good friends with Netanyahu, wrote a book in the 80s, How the West Can Win Against Terrorism, before we even had any real terrorism, that said they wanted America to go into Iraq and split it up into two or three different countries. And that's what's going on right now. They call it sectarian violence, and it's spiraling out of control. But it's exactly Israeli policy.
It is. It always has been. You know, when you read earlier in this series here, last week when I was talking about Zionism, I quoted from several former Israeli prime ministers who have stated emphatically that their goal is to wipe out Arab culture. And I quoted from Haaretz, which said, there's no question about it now. Nobody can deny it. Israel is not interested in peace. Its claim rings hollow when it talks of peace. It has no... Of course... I mean, even they can see it.
Right. The only reason that they haven't decimated the Palestinian population totally right now is they need to have an enemy there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I think it's got to look like they were provoked and had no choice. Of course, last year they really messed up with Lebanon. They tried desperately to excuse that, but the world is obviously well aware now what's going on. Their rhetoric just isn't working anymore. They're not going to stop until they have complete control over Palestine and the rest of the Middle East, for that matter, and ultimately the world. But they're certainly not going to seek any peace with the Arabs. They want them to be in complete submission, bow and acquiesce and give over everything. And, of course, that's never enough either.
Right. And then... Let's just have a look at the campaign funding too. Melman's in charge. He's a neocon, a Zionist. He's in charge of the Republicans, and then you've got Rahm Emanuel. He's in charge of the Democratic funds, and his father was a member of the terrorist group, the Irgun, that helped blow up the King David Hotel. Do you think we're ever going to get out of the Middle East with these men in control of the money for our politicians? And then you've got AIPAC, who's said to be the second most powerful lobby in Washington, and the first most powerful is the media.
I heard it's It's the most powerful. What lobby group would be more powerful than that?
The media.
Oh, yeah. But
and,
I mean,
and if you look at it, they're the same group. This is almost complete control of our government.
Yeah, they're owned by the. Sure, they're owned by the Zionists.
Yeah. I mean, people can't turn away from this. I mean, I tell my friends I'd rather blame the Armenians, but I keep coming up Zionist. Everywhere I turn.
Yeah, it's in your face. You can't deny it. I mean, it's painfully obvious. And, you know, they love it when people become hateful toward Jews and might light on fire a synagogue. You know, sometimes it's actually the Zionists that do that themselves. But, you know, there are people who do misunderstand what's going on here and wind up directing their anger toward Jews, you know, as a religion or as an ethnic group, you know, the Israelis. And that's not the problem here, but the Zionists want it to be. They actually want anti-Semitism. They want people to become hateful toward an ethnic or religious group so they can justify all the more what they're doing and hide behind that phony cloak of anti-Semitism. That's the whole irony of this whole thing. It's you know, they prey on people's ignorance and...
That's right. That's right. And many of these so-called anti-Semitic acts, you know, where synagogues are being spray painted with swastikas, they've actually caught Jewish people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
they
are fermenting a lot of this, and they would love to see anti-Semitism. Who was it? Herzl said, "We shall induce the Gentiles to." Take the property from the Jews, anti-Semitism will be our best friend. So
best
they would
friend, right.
they love to pit us against each other. I realize that game.
Oh yeah, it is. It's an age-old trick. I mean, it's not like they invented it. Like everything else, they just steal what they have. That's how they get their possessions. They steal it. And it's the same with their philosophy. It goes back to ancient times.
Right, right. And you were talking about 9-1-1 too. I mean, there's the first crime, and then there's the cover-up. And you just keep on running into this Zionist group.
Yeah, over and over. The same names keep popping up. I mean, come on, look at, we got Chertoff now as the head of Homeland Security. I mean, that's a high position. He's the head of multiple federal agencies now. And he's got dual citizenship.
Yes, and by the way, he was the DA when the World Trade Centers blow up. He gets promoted to Homeland Security. This is the guy who released the dancing Israelis, the gentleman you were talking about earlier, who were the Israeli security services, who were dancing up and down videotaping the World Trade Center collapse. And these guys went on a TV show. You can Google this. You can go Google it on Google Video, and here they are on an Israeli TV show admitting that they were sent there to document the event. I mean, how much more do you need?
Yeah, and then you get your Rumsfeld and your Wolfowitz and your Pearl and Feith
Cheney's
and Abrams and all these guys.
Cheney's part of PNAC.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be Jewish to be part of this Zionist political organization.
Right. But it just happens that a great many of them are.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and they have allegiance to the U.S. You know, I used to say these guys have schizophrenic political loyalties. How can they be trusted? No, they actually don't. They have loyalties to only one country, even though they have dual citizenship, and that one country happens to be Israel.
That's right. That's right. I mean, they are selling this country down the river. I mean, you got Amdocs, the police in America were complaining that this Israeli company has got a back door on the software for that. And I don't know if you know about Amdocs, but it's a company out of Israel that does the wiretapping for all our police enforcement in the United States. Is that ridiculous?
Yep. They have total access to all kinds of private information. And
Then there's another Israeli company who writes the software for our nuclear weapons. Is that insanity?
Kyle Cameron brought this stuff up in his same report. I don't know if I got that in the quote here. I haven't finished reading it yet, but he does mention that. Anybody who hasn't seen that, you really need to download it. Just type in Kyle Cameron Israeli spy ring or whatever, and you'll see the videos. They're all over the internet. Very interesting.
Right, right. Kyle Cameron did a 3-part series on it. He got one part up on Fox, and they canceled the other two, and it went down the memory hole on their Fox website too.
Right, it's no longer there. Unbelievable. But I got to commend him. He actually did a good job. You know, everything else Fox does, of course, is bogus. But
right,
that one slipped through somehow. Anyway, yeah, thanks for your call, Mark. Great
You're
state
welcome.
You live in, by the way. It's where my girlfriend's from. Good old Wisconsin. Okay, man. I guess we're going to move on, guys, to John in Oregon. You there?
Good morning. Yeah, I used to work for an old Jewish fellow years ago, and he told me that he's an old man now, so he's got a few less things to protect. And he told me, that he was an American citizen and a Jewish citizen as well, and his wife was Slavic. I forgot exactly which country. And that they actually have citizenship, like, in America and the Slavic country he's from and in Israel. And he told me that Jews are one of the greatest, most efficient, intelligence-gathering people on the face of the planet because of the very nature of who they are. They're scattered out through all over the world, and they all have this respect for their homeland, the state of Israel. And we discussed things like, Israel and the politics and whatnot. And he even mentioned Freemasonry. He mentioned that he worked all for this country as well as Israel. And I'm like, how can you get away with publicly stating that you work for this country and, for the government of this country and the government of Israel? Wouldn't that be in conflict? And he says, no, not at all.
Yeah. Not in conflict with his own country's personal interests. I'm sure that's what he meant.
right.
Wow.
I don't know. What's your thinking? What's your thinking on this? Where do you think Israel? Where do you think they play the part? What role do you think they play?
Well, when you say Israel, let's be clear what we're talking about. We're not talking about the people of Israel.
Sure, the political state.
They have their own agenda that's antithetical to the interests of their own people, just like our government, and that is world government. The Zionists have stated emphatically over and over again throughout their own publications that their goal is ultimately first to dominate the Middle East, then ultimately to dominate the world, and to do that through the power of the U.S. and Britain and other minion countries that they manipulate to do their fighting for them. And
right.
So, they're not the only ones, of course, pushing for world government. They work in conjunction with others, but they're playing a big role in this.
I agree
and,
totally.
And
the absolute genius.
The absolute genius behind it is they
staff this country with the world's most persecuted people on the face of this planet. And so if you say anything bad about Israel, its politics, its statehood, its religion, its people, or anything, people go, oh, how could you do such a thing? That's terrible.
Yeah, and many prominent U.S. Officials have admitted that to question the policies of the Israeli government is political suicide.
Yep,
they know
and it is.
The minute you can't launch any criticism against it. So the game just continues to march on. Nobody says anything, whether they like it or not. And clearly a lot of them do, or at least don't care. But the ones that don't like it, most of them shut their mouths because they know that it'll be the end of their political career. It's pretty disgusting. But this is the power that they exert, guys, in this country. It's literally the tail wagging the dog.
May I ask one last question?
Yeah.
How can we show the greatest amount of support for the Jewish people, yet show our disgust for the politics efficiently?
Exactly. Well, remind people that there are many Jewish groups that themselves are opposed to Zionism and expose it, and obviously they're not anti-Semitic. You can direct them to websites like JewsAgainstZionism.com, and there's many others like it, by the way. There's lots of Google videos that show Jewish rabbis on the streets of New York protesting outside the Israeli embassy or whatever, protesting their abuses of the Palestinians. One I saw was just absolutely shocking. These humble rabbis are talking in very calm, soothing, very relaxed and very, very loving. You can tell that they're genuinely concerned about these human rights abuses. They're calling for a cessation of it. And all of a sudden, you get this real hardcore Zionist scoundrel spitting on them, calling them all kinds of obscenities, and it's just unbelievable, the contrast. And so this one rabbi spokesman for the group protesting, he says, can you see? This is what I am talking about. Look at you. Listen to you. You're so filled with hatred. This is not what the Torah teaches us. You're not a true Jew. You know, and you just, you, you know, you can tell the contrast is so glaring. You can't deny it, what's going on here. The ones who are supportive of the state of Israel are just filled with absolute vulgar hatred. And yet they'll say that you're the one who's spewing hate speech when you speak against them.
Mm-hmm.
Orwellian doublespeak at its finest.
One last question, if it's not okay.
Sure.
What do you think of this stand down we're supposed to have today?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that strange? I was mentioning that at the beginning of the show. So far, so good, but of course the day isn't over yet. And even if nothing happens today, it's still an Orwellian mind-warping psychological war game they're playing on us. You know, I can see them sitting back and laughing. Ha, you saps, look at this. We can get away with this. We're telling you we're at high alert, and yet we're having a stand-down order. We can manipulate and play all kinds of games at you, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's like they're smearing it in our face. There is something we can do about it, of course. We can wake up and put a stop to this, put our feet down.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We still have John in Oregon on the line. We're going to go in a minute to Ron in Ohio, who's waiting. Yeah, coming back. I still have Mark. I didn't realize. I guess Mark is still on the line. Sorry about that. Mark, are you still there? Well, maybe he did. Hey. Oh, okay, I guess it's still John. I thought Mark was still on the line. Anyway, yeah, John, in answer to the question you had raised about the orange alert, it's just so crazy. You know, whether or not anything happens, it's still just one complete twisted mess, isn't it? How in the world can they legitimately have, if you go by the official story and you assume that there is this, you know, legitimate threat of this Al-Qaeda global terror network, of course the whole thing is fabricated, but if you go by the official story, there's just no accounting for this. How in the world, if we are being told that we're going to be attacked any day, there's an imminent threat, how can you announce publicly? I mean, how can you do it at all, have a stand down? But certainly to announce it publicly has got to be the most ridiculous, scandalous, fraudulent, you know, action to take. I mean, it's treason to do that. You're
Absolutely.
Setting people up for an attack, you know, telling them that you're going to have a stand down. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I'm sorry, I had to laugh.
This is bunk. Yeah.
I was.
This is not a legitimate government, guys. You know, it's not only not legitimate because they weren't elected, but it's not legitimate because of the way they're running the country. Of course, that goes hand in hand. When you get an unelected regime that steals office, of course, they're not going to run it in a legitimate fashion. But you understand what I'm saying. Even if you accept the idea that they were elected, that the election wasn't rigged, this is not a legitimate government because of the way they're running the country and trashing the Constitution. Go ahead, John.
I was laughing while you were saying it because I was thinking to myself, I'm just using simple logic here. I'm not the smartest guy you'd ever want to meet. I'm just thinking, what sort of moron would tell you during a time of war that we're going to take one of our most valuable assets and completely disable it? And by the way, if you happen to be a terrorist and you were thinking about attacking us, by the way, on the 14th, we're going to be really, really busy. So I'm thinking to myself, is this George just looking? Is he just looking for any opportunity or any excuse he can to finally officially blame it on some sort of Arab problem? You know, like, I was thinking to myself, okay, if he finally wanted to try to tell the American people that, hey, we didn't do it, the Arabs did it, let's just make a day where it's wide open, our country's wide open, they can do anything they want, and, oh, look, a couple Arab terrorists attack us, and look, they really are Arabs, see, it's them. That's
yeah.
what I'm thinking.
Well,
this
they,
is about.
They want to go in. They want to go into Iran. They've been talking about this with a bloodlust since the Iraq War broke out, and they haven't been able to do it. They haven't been able to fool the people. You know, everybody caught on to the Iraq thing being a scam, so that was a major problem for them. But they still are hoping to go in there, and I don't put it past them to stage something. If not today, they still got another year or so left in office to pull something, not only to get us into Iran and or Syria, but also to justify remaining in power. And we won't have to worry about any more rigged elections. They'll just stay in power indefinitely. They already stated that back in 2004 before the fake election then, and now they're doing it as of just a couple months ago, earlier this in the summer. They were talking about this, how if there's another attack, and you know there's going to be another attack, and when it happens, it may mean having to cancel the election. It's so obvious.
Our benevolent, wonderful government.
Yeah. Anyway, did you want to hang on, John, or was that it? Or?
Your show.
Okay, well, yeah, if you want to hang on, we'll come back with you, and then we'll go to our other caller in Ohio. Be right back, guys. Stick with us.
With recent internet